Good afternoon, everyone. I bring you greetings from Atlanta, Georgia, where the Arthritis Foundation National Office is located. Today, I'll be discussing the implementation and evaluation of the pilot results of the Arthritis Foundation Walk with Ease program. I have nothing to disclose. So to overview for today's presentation, I'm going to give you some background information about Walk with Ease, the pilot, results of the pilot, outcomes, what we did with the results, successes, and how we're sustaining the program. The program was developed by Dr. Lee Callahan at Thurston Arthritis Research Center at University of North Carolina. This is an approved intervention by CDC, and in parentheses, I have the group format, and I will discuss the two formats later. We have the group and the self-directed. Walk with Ease is a physical activity and self-management education program. It focuses on motivational strategies. It includes action plans, goal setting, social support. It can be done individuals on their own in the self-directed program or groups led by a trained leader. And both formats are six-week programs. The goals of the program is to promote successful physical activity, promote self-management for walking safely and comfortably, and encourage participants to continue walking or to continue in some form of physical activity. The target audience is adults with or without arthritis, beginners to the physically fit. Participants must be able to be on their feet for 10 minutes without increased pain. The key components of the program is walking. The book includes exercises. The participants learn how to properly stretch, warm up, and cool down. There's health information, motivational strategies, and the book, which is the only thing the participants need, is available in English and Spanish. The group model. The group format is led by a trained leader. We have an online training, which takes 3 hours for the leaders to complete, or we have an in-person training. Classes begin with a 5-minute mini lecturette, which includes the health education component. There is a script and posters that help guide the health education section and that the leaders use. The program is 3 sessions per week for 45 to 90 minutes. And as the program progresses, the time increases because we're hoping that the participants walk a little further each time. There's also the self-directed model, meaning people can purchase the book through the Arthritis Foundation and do the program on their own and set their own pace. They're encouraged to read the book, exercise, and build up to walking at least 30 minutes on 5 or more days a week for 6 weeks. And also with the group format, even though they meet 3 days a week, we encourage them to walk an additional 2 days to meet the Health and Human Services Physical Activity Guideline. And these participants are also encouraged by the Arthritis Foundation local office. The local office will either mail them a letter, email, or call them to keep them motivated. So the Walk with Ease pilot was supported by a CDC cooperative agreement. It began in April of last year and concluded in August. The purpose of the pilot was to assess program satisfaction, obtain feedback about their leader training, marketing materials, and implementation guide, identify best practices in disseminating the group and individual program within communities. We worked with our local offices along with state health departments across the United States. The pilot was in California, New York, Georgia, Tennessee, Minnesota, Texas, and Wisconsin. Our pilot partners included African American churches, health departments, hospitals, corporations, which were a huge success, and I'll talk about that a little later, assisted living facilities, African American nurse programs, library, rehab facilities, country clubs, malls, and Native American clinics. Results. We trained 23 trainers. 71 leaders were trained either through the online training or the in-person training. We had 150 people participate in the group format and 225 in the self-directed program. So recommendations we received, we administer surveys to leaders, participants, the facilities where the program was held, And some of the recommendations we received were to create online tools. The book includes a diary, a self-check test, which you take at the beginning of the program and at the end of the program to assess your pain. And they thought it would be a great idea if we included those online, especially in corporations where people tend to sit at their desk and they wanted to have access to those tools. Our local offices said that we need to revise our current marketing materials. Typically, our programs, our aquatic and exercise program, reach an older population, but with this program, we were reaching a younger population, and our materials needed to reflect that. We need to provide more content on our webpage, create a message board for participants to talk to one another, and especially in a self-directed program, they still wanted to stay engaged or have that option to talk to other people, and create an engagement plan. So from that, we decided we revised our webpage, and we're currently working on that, and we revised our marketing materials with diverse audiences, age, sex, and race. We created an engagement plan, which is called Walk With Ease and Beyond, What Happens After the 6 Weeks. We're creating an e-newsletter, an online community that will include a tracker to help the participants track how long they've been walking, the distance and time. The diary and the tests that are included in the book will also be online. And we created a Facebook page. Instead of creating a message board, we're using Facebook to deliver that method. And the program is included in a worksite initiative called Let's Move Together at Work. The engagement plan that I mentioned before, people were asking, what's next? Should we continue on walking? And so we definitely promote that they continue walking. They can form informal groups. They themselves can become leaders and start new groups. They can get involved in our other evidence-based programs, or we also have them form challenges. They love a challenge, love to compete against other groups, whether it's at their church or a corporation. The online community. This is the web address for the program. We're creating a secure site for participants to log in and record their data. They can pull up their beginning test and their ending point test and compare to see where their pain levels are and if it's improved. There's going to be constant flow of information about walking, physical activity, arthritis, nutrition. This webpage lives within our consumer health portal where there's tons of information that the consumers use, and this web portal is also available. We have an Arthritis Today magazine, and the magazine is also on the web. So any articles that you see in the magazine are also posted online. The Facebook page is also promoted through the online community, and that serves as the message board. And we see that's vital for our younger population that's working, that's experiencing. A lot of times we're seeing them with OA and that are just looking for means to communicate online. So we have many successes. We develop new partnerships. We typically worked with partners in senior communities, rehab facilities, hospitals. This time we were reaching people in the worksite area. We were diversifying by working with African American churches, Native American clinics, and we created the first online training for our leaders. We developed tools and content the participants wanted, and we increased our reach from 375 to 9,000 in less than a year. Sustainability. How will we sustain the program? With the Arthritis Foundation, as I mentioned, we have a national structure. There's a national office. We have 10 regions and over 100 different service points across the United States. So we integrated this program into our national strategic plan, and all of our regions will be focusing on expanding this program in future years. We incorporated the program with our Arthritis Walk, which is our signature fundraising event. We advertise this walk with our local walking groups and say, you know, get involved with the program and make your arthritis walk your end goal. We included it in a cross-department program, Let's Move Together at Work, where we're really, instead of going to our corporations to say, you know, help us sponsor an event, we're saying, here's a program that you can get involved with and help your employees. And then we have a webpage devoted to the program. And I just want to leave you with the story of Pam. Pam will be receiving our 2010 Consumer Health Volunteer of the Year Award. And she was involved in the pilot of the program. She's a Walk with Ease leader. In addition to having osteoarthritis, she was diagnosed with terminal cancer in November of 2010 and was told she only had months to live. And I didn't mention really the social aspect of the program, but that's very, very big with this program. And Walk with Ease kept her spirits and confidence high. She felt like she had a group of people that she could relate to and talk to and felt committed to the program and going every class. Also, her class participants lost weight and others are now capable of going up flights of stairs instead of getting winded after just a few steps. So that's just a testament to the success of the program and how it impacts our participants. And if you have any other questions, I'll be here at the end to take them. And if you want to know more information about our program, please go to arthritis.org. Thank you.